Hey, Fifth Line, this is Greg Murray, the voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to the Artillery Podcast, the number one Blue Jackets podcast in the world, or so they say. Here are your hosts. Who wrote this, by the way?
What's up, little boomers?
Hello.
Welcome into the podcast, episode 281.
I'm Kyle.
Hi, I'm Warren.
Hey, Warren.
Hey.
Look at you.
Hey, buddy.
I'm Jordan, your host. We got producer Braden back in studio as well.
Crushing it.
He's doing
as
great.
Always.
He's doing fine.
I'm just doing okay.
Hire this guy. Be your producer. We already did, so you can't have him.
Just don't ask our thoughts.
Hire is
Warren and Braden have the dogs out today.
Yeah, dude.
Who the fuck? Good. It's like 45 degrees and gross outside.
Are we inside?
You guys are just out in the wild with your toes out?
Last time I wore my dogs out, Braden gave me shit. So I just don't understand the hypocrisy here.
I got mush brain today.
You got rough toes.
I have good feet.
No, you got scary toes.
No, I don't.
You got like
I thought
Danny
they were.
DeVito
they looked
toes.
Me in the eye and they were going to bite me.
I have like really good guy feet.
You got troll toes.
No, I don't.
They are kind of like hobbit feet a little bit.
Oh my God. Shut the fuck up.
It looks like if like you got ran over by a car and then you ran for a mile.
Wow.
That's your toes.
It's not my toes.
Like, really then you ran on top
it's
of
the last
Legos.
Episode of the season, baby.
What is happening right
it's
now?
It's all going out. Kyle, I don't even get started on your toes.
I've gotten pedicures.
Kyle, let me see your toes. I don't think I've ever seen
absolutely
your toes.
Not.
Yeah, I Lord knows you toes. Need it.
I don't care.
What if you get burnt alive and the only thing that's left of you is your toes? And the
they'll
officer's
be like, that's not a
and
person.
The officer's like, hey, we need, because it'd probably be, we need a fifth opinion on if this is Kyle, Bucket Hat Kyle's toes. I'm like, sorry, officer. I haven't
big toe
seen
guy,
his toes.
Huh?
Only with
big
you.
Big toe guy over there.
Well, they only probably wouldn't reach out to us because everyone would look at it and be like, those are like eagle talons.
This guy never forgets a toe.
Never.
That's a special. That's Braden's only special talent.
Hey, he's got a photographic memory.
Jesus Christ! I'm really glad you thought that one was funny.
This is what a fucking start, dude.
Oh God,
the
hell
season's
yeah.
over. We're not starting over.
The season's over, and I'm so happy.
Yeah, we're gonna take a.
We sucked,
oh,
dude.
Oh God, it was such a terrible season. I'm so glad it's over. Who do you think has the best feet on the team?
That's a crazy question that I don't even want to ponder, I'll be honest.
I don't know, because they're
it's
hockey.
It's absolutely Adam Fantilli.
Probably.
No,
I don't know.
No.
No.
Kent Johnson.
No way.
No, he's
you
probably got...
he's getting panties.
No, he's tall and lengthy. He's probably got them lengthy toes.
We know it's not Patrick
like
Laine.
Like your dogs, yeah, probably.
We know it's not Laine based off the picture that was posted of him playing with Legos or something in his kitchen.
His dogs were out.
He'd just be like crossing his toes over
oh,
each other.
No.
That's awesome.
Nothing's worse than the bronze toe. He has like a pinky toe that crosses. Yeah, it's like his second toe crosses over his big toe.
You think any of them got a bunion?
I don't know.
Do we?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I know you don't. I can see yours.
I don't have any bunions.
Okay, good. But no, I agree. Fantilli probably got nice toes.
I think Boone Jenner could probably have nice toes.
You'd think.
His are probably like you, though. They're probably really hairy.
He's on a Canadian farm, though.
My toes are not hairy.
I hope this is somebody's first time ever listening to this podcast. And we're just talking about Boone Jenner's feet.
toes specifically.
Toes. Right.
I'll DM Boone.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, big toe guy. I didn't realize the difference over there.
I will DM Boone.
You don't know the difference between a toe and a foot?
Apparently you do.
I think everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to DM Boone on Instagram
toes
and
feet,
ask for a picture
toes.
Of his toes. And we'll post for, we'll compare between Fantilli and, what'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said not all toes are feet, but not all feet are toes.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense if you think about it.
I don't follow that.
What is happening?
I got goo brain.
All right.
You can't have toes if you ain't got feet.
We are recording on a Sunday. This is very strange.
Yeah, Sunday
we're recording
morning.
On a Sunday morning.
I have hangover brain.
Three out of four of us are a little hungover.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That checks out.
I'm just slightly nervous because I got to get my wisdom teeth out.
Yeah. I went to the crew game last night.
We should have recorded this after you got your wisdom teeth out.
Directly after.
Hey. Just show up at Warren's apartment.
No, we'll show up at the dentist office, set up in the waiting room.
Ooh, just that would be great. Him.
Ironic, the place I'm going to is the place that's a sponsor of the Blue Jackets and does the Blue Jackets faces and teeth.
Who's that? Yeah,
the Dr.
Dr. Blue Jacket.
Correct.
Borders and Rakos?
Don't know.
Yeah, over in Dublin.
Well, it's he does a good
it's
job.
For, it's for rich people.
Oh, nice. You're making that money, huh?
Yeah. So,
Love that. Brag right there.
I'm in so much debt.
I'm going to this doctor. Yeah, he only does stuff for rich people.
Rich floozies like me.
Floozies.
His fingers like have me. Been in so many Blue Jackets players' mouths.
Oh, I'm licking.
It's like you guys are going to be swapping spit with Boone Jenner.
I'm licking. I'm basically sucking toes.
That's hot.
Wait, where can I can I come?
All right.
Yeah.
I guess we'll get off this and go into how the season's over.
You're
now.
You're getting off.
All right, we're getting off this subject, and we're getting on to the next one. News and notes. We'll talk some hockey, I guess. Season's over, and I think we're all happy about that.
Yeah.
Oh. Not going to lie, boys. The last, like, five or six, seven games, I did not really pay attention to, or did I tweet. Our Twitter was dormant. I didn't give I did not give
Even the
shit.
Last game of the season, I was at it. I was at the last game against Carolina, and I was like, I texted the group, like, I'll tweet tonight, guys, just for, I don't even think I made it through the whole first period.
No, you didn't. I saw. Like,
I saw. I got it.
I got it.
Close his phone.
It just completely, I tweeted a few goals or whatever, but then I just got distracted, as I do.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Especially if you're at the games. Distractions are everywhere.
Yeah, it was like last game, I was saying bye to everybody for the summer, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, this 5 seasons of going to games as much as we have is been a long time already.
Yeah, I definitely mentally checked out.
Oh yeah,
I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't watch the games.
Yeah, actually, I say oh yeah, like I relate to that, and I don't. I
don't. Okay.
I was locked in for whatever reason. I think I only missed like 2 or 3 games this year.
Damn,
I watched pretty much all of them one way or another.
That's cute.
But I was like I'd still locked in. Also, I'm very excited to see what GM looks like coming out. Probably a new head coach. What this team's going to look like. If Laine's coming back. What's happening with the defense? There's a lot of shit about to come down.
It's going to be an interesting
lottery's coming up in a few weeks.
Very interesting offseason for sure. I think one of the most important off seasons for the Jackets probably in a long time. Because I mean, hey, we need a new GM. Like you just said. Which we all know.
Oh.
Probably a new coach. I feel like the new coach is probably going to bring in a new, or the new GM is going to bring in a new coach.
We're not getting a new coach.
Think old Pascal gets one more year?
Yeah. Do I want that? No.
No, I don't want that.
That's going to happen.
Don't want that at all.
But we're so close.
And just the moves that this new GM is going to make. I mean, even Elvis in his exit interview was like, what was his actual like wordage? He was like, this team, I don't know. Pretty much.
This is actual word. See, I don't know.
It is exactly what he said.
In a roundabout way,
and
that's
I
what
quote,
he,
this team.
I don't know.
Sometimes they.
That was essentially what he was saying. And,
end quote.
I think a roundabout way, he was like, this team needs some changes. And I'm like, I was kind of looking at Elvis like, maybe look in the mirror, Elvis. You might be the guy that needs to go first, but. That's my
yeah. That was take, the Elvis exit interview was pretty crazy.
Did they make those public?
Oh, yeah,
it's all on YouTube.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I'll have to go watch.
When he's talking about changes need to be made and things like that.
That's kind of what he said right
it's,
there.
He that's a, I
this
think,
team. I don't know.
He said I think quote changes need to there will be changes that need to be made. He's not wrong at all.
Wrong.
So he's like he's telling the truth there. But I think that he's doing that on purpose because he knows that's going to get people to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I think that he's aware of what's happening and that he is the change that needs to be made for this team to move forward.
He's a big one.
That's the reason he said that.
Especially with how we saw Tarasov and Greaves play like towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a new chapter. Right.
I like the idea. He's like, yeah, they just need to get rid of me.
I mean, I don't know.
Really
if
I gotta just.
Maybe that's what he was saying. I mean, maybe he's just changes need to be made. He's
works for
kind
me.
Of already requested a trade earlier this season.
And then he didn't.
It's been a weird time. My question is, would you take the first round pick this season to trade Elvis? Like, would you trade that to also get rid of that contract?
Whatever can get rid of Elvis's contract.
Would you,
yes.
This season's first round, it's going to be a top 5 probably.
Sure. I mean, I feel like this year's draft is not as potent as last year's. Like, granted, yeah, there's very talented players, but, you know, nobody's really talking about it as much as last year with, you know, the top three last year were just phenomenal players. You had Bedard, you had Fantilli, Carlson. And, like, that was just, I feel like, one of the most talked about drafts in a little bit. And this year, I feel like you're just not hearing a lot about it. And, you know, granted, yeah, there's going to be talented players that come from this draft. But at this point in time, if we can get rid of that contract, let Tarasov and Greaves take over the net and just drop that $5 million deal and bring in something else, like, hell yes, let's do that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens, especially some teams coming up this offseason that are going to be bottom of the pack again next year that are looking to get to the cap floor. I mean, there could be a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot that still needs to be moved around. I would be on that train as well. I'd say move the top five pick this season to get Elvis's contract out of here. It's time to move forward from that.
Agreed.
Yes.
All right, so the Jackets, they got a win in their last home game of the year.
So electric.
And wow. I feel like they got that done in honor of Jeff Rimmer's final game.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what an emotional couple weeks for Rims, but also that last game, though, where he got to go into the locker room and, you know, gave a little pep talk to the boys. And then after the game, when the final horn sound, Danny made an incredible video of the team kind of waving up at the press box at Rimmer, and Rimmer kind of gave a salute, and then Rimmer walks out of the press box, and all the whole front office down like the back hallway, just lined the hallway in a little tunnel, and just, you know, we're clapping and applauding him. Very emotional, because listen, Rims, phenomenal play-by-play guy. I mean, he's the guy that really. I mean, he's essentially the face of ushering in new fans in a way, because that's what you see on TV. That's what you hear on TV is Rimmer's voice. And he's been so iconic in this city, and it's going to be a definitely big shoes to fill. But all the accolade that he received over the past couple of weeks was well-deserved. And I wish old Rims nothing but the best, for sure.
Yeah, dude, he's like generational. He's 20 years, man. He's the voice of a generation of fans.
Yeah, and he's been doing it for like 45 years.
Right.
Total.
Yeah, it's very impressive, the stories that guy has. I had the pleasure of meeting him a few times this season and getting to talk to
him. Yeah, you were rubbing elbows in the press box with him.
He invited us. That was cool. He invited us up there. But he was ready to keep going. You know, it was just time for him. So like I said, the voice of a generation of fans, truly. There is not many fans that remember who was here before him. It was only a few years before him.
No, it was only like one or two. Yeah. Like, so he's been here for pretty much the entirety of this franchise.
It's going to be weird, man. It's going to be weird having somebody new in there. And I know we've kind of been talking about this for a few years already. We haven't as much because I think we all realize it's kind of weird to like tell somebody to retire, which a lot of the fan base was doing for a while.
Yeah.
When we stopped doing that, but yeah, I'm going to miss him. I think a lot. I'm going to miss the Jody and Jeff banter a lot.
That dynamic.
That shit is so funny, dude.
I love listening to that.
It's
like father-son just poking at each other.
Yeah, but father's kind of, you know, he's on, you know, on the back end, he's kind of losing it a little bit. And Jody just kind
of keeps him on his toes.
Jody just kind of eggs it on a little. It's hilarious. He does. And it's great. It's wholesome. And everybody that I've met that's a part of that, like Bally Sports, everything like that, I know we take our shots at their... at them sometimes, but they're all amazing people.
We take our shots.
It's just the app.
It's the streaming service.
It's the streaming service. People. I understand. That's what I know. I'm just separating that. So okay. Like the people part of that. They're all incredible human beings.
Brian Greenslaw, Jean-Luc Grandpierre.
Jean-Luc's awesome.
Those two on the desk do a phenomenal job.
Oh yeah.
Metzel.
Of course, Metz. I mean, the dude's a Columbus staple. I mean, before he was on Blue Jackets broadcast, he was the NBC sports guy. Like the dude he's been around forever. And yeah, so the whole Bally Sports team that the Jackets have, a lot of bald people, but they do a great job.
Bally has a type.
You'll be having types.
they have a type.
I might have a chance in a couple years.
you're getting there.
What are your qualifications? Takes off hat.
Bald.
Takes off hat.
You're
hired immediately.
Son of a bitch.
Bald and tall. You got both.
Exactly what we're looking for.
So Gavin Brindley made his NHL debut in the final game of the season. Which also gets rid of his first year of his ECL contract.
Get him signed.
ELC.
ELC, you were close.
Sorry, though. I said it backwards. My apologies. ELC.
The only thing I don't like about that is, like, that does take him away. Like, he did have the potential of playing with the Monsters.
But by sign, like by playing that game, he's out.
Yeah,
he would have had to play with them before the trade deadline.
I think that's
like
the
that.
Only way they were getting him here next season.
I think so too. I think because
and that makes sense. But I hate that he's not able to experience that on the AHL level.
I agree
for this playoff.
It's just the way that it fell. Yeah.
But on the other side, it's like they don't really need him right now. They've got a great team.
No, they're hotter.
You
than
maybe
fish
don't
grease.
Need to toss him into the mix right.
Yeah,
now.
They look great.
Yeah, and I think like a lot of that stemmed from I think there was a lot of rumors going around that Gavin wanted to play one more year in Michigan.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Jackets kind of floated that contract out there. It's like, hey, just
do it now.
Just do it right now, baby. Come on.
There were reports that the front office was kind of saying, you're ready to go pro. And I think he was unsure of what was coming next. We don't have a general manager. The head coach may not be here.
Sure. There's a lot of uncertainty here.
So it would have made sense for him to go back. But yeah, so now he gets to basically get to UFA status a year sooner than he would have. So that. I think that was an incentive as well. It always is for players. Unrestricted free agency is a big milestone goal for a lot of players.
Yeah, and then also like taking a year off of that entry level contract, I feel like is enticing for him because he just played one game, and now he has 1 year off of that contract. Now
and he got paid.
And he got paid.
He got paid that contract out in one game. Yeah.
So I think that's enticing for a young guy like that too. So
it's basically like a $950,000 signing bonus.
Come on.
Not
fuck yeah, dude. Good for him.
Fuck, I'll play one game.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And he looked good.
Want to watch me get crushed?
Like, I didn't realize how small he was.
Yeah.
He was like a short dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's smaller.
But he's like a spark plug out there. I loved watching him play.
That game was fun to watch, too. I mean, Luka Delbel-Belouz as well. Dude.
Yeah, I was going to say.
First goal.
That was his. Yeah, it was the next point here where also I want to go, before we get to Luka, I do want to talk about how cool it was to see all of Gavin Brindley's teammates come out and support him.
Yeah, they were.
That was so dope.
They were sitting right behind where I was, behind the net. Yeah. And they were killing me. They all had all kinds of Brindley jerseys on.
They're wearing them backwards.
Yeah. And it was like anytime he was on the ice, they just going crazy.
It's so cool.
It was awesome.
Dude, one of the guys in that group of people was Fantilli's brother.
Oh, really?
So.
Yeah, Luca Fantilli was in that.
I guess I didn't look super
so
hard.
So he was with with the Brindley fan club. It was kind of funny.
Sweet.
It was a lot of fun.
I saw
they were walking around the concourse just raising hell. It was
stoked to have them down there.
Yeah, they were like two separate groups. There was like a pocket of them right behind the net, and then there was a pocket of them the section over. But they were chirping at each other, but like being guys.
Guys being
and
dudes.
And people were turning around like thinking it's a commercial. I'm like, no.
It's all good.
They were just being dudes.
Yeah.
They're in college. That's
funny. I love it, man. And like one of the coolest videos that kind of came out from his teammates being there, as soon as he came out to do his rookie lap, one of his teammates was literally crying.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like, that's just true fucking brotherhood right there, my
friend. Awesome.
I love that. Sports, man. How can you not be romantic about sports?
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Well, I know that, but I changed it. Relax.
It's emotional. It's a lot of emotions running that. That's it. That also like just shows that what that group of guys at University of Michigan, like how tight they are.
Oh, that is truly a brotherhood out there. Yeah,
it's crazy. And that a lot of those guys are coming here because that's like trying to keep those good vibes going up here over here in Columbus.
Big OSU fans up in Michigan. They love it here.
If the Michigan hockey team and their success can rub off on the Jackets, I welcome that.
Quick reminder for the Winter Classic, do not have anything college football related for the jerseys. That's all.
That's it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. All right.
I was going to say a punishment, but I couldn't think of one.
Ooh.
I got goo brain right now.
Goo brain.
You're doing great.
Thank you. I'm trying.
So, So speaking of NHL debuts, also Luka Delbel-Belouz. I said it right that time.
Yeah.
I got to write that
Nailed
it.
He made his NHL debut as well in the last game of the season there. First shot of his NHL career. First goal.
Can't ask for better.
You can't write that up any better for old Luka.
What was it? There's been 257 of those, I think, or something like that. So it's not as uncommon as you would think.
Well, it's uncommon for the Blue Jackets.
Wait, like, I know. I'm not saying it's a bad... I mean, but if you think about all the players that have come through and all the first shots, that's a percentage like, is pretty small.
If I was him...
In the NHL? That's huge. That's such a small number.
Yeah. Not as uncommon
first
as you would
game,
think. I wasn't
shot.
Thinking there was like 250 of them.
It's
I
probably like a,
yeah, but I mean, in the
like
grand
3%.
Scheme of things, like 250 compared to everybody's first ever shot is probably a very small percentage.
Yeah, how far back does that go?
I don't know.
Because like if that goes back to from like the
I think
start
I
of the
I just
NHL,
saw like Portsline tweeted or something. I don't fucking know.
I'm gonna go like overall in the history of the NHL, it's probably like a 2% chance.
Oh, I'd say less.
I'd put it in the 1% to 2% range.
Yeah, 100%.
You think all time there's only been like 2,500 players in the NHL?
Oh, probably more than that. Way exactly. more than that.
They all had their first shot. And only 250? There's got to be such a small. I would say like 0.5.
0.5, yeah.
All right, it's you guys talk about something for a minute. I'm going to look all this up, do the math, and I'll come back to you.
I will say, though, if I was
only
him,
we had a producer.
Well, Goobrain, if I was him, I would have sat the rest of the game.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm shooting
100% right now.
I never miss.
I never missed.
After this year.
I'm the greatest hockey player alive.
Best one out there.
So, yeah, good for old Luca Belldell Blues. Oh, said it wrong. Luca Del. No, I got it right.
Belbib DeVoe, yeah.
I said it right.
Some lady behind me kept calling him that, and it was killing me. Like,
it's just a great name.
Anytime he got the puck, she's like, oh, there's Belbib DeVoe. I'm like, they're here?
Man, his style of play is poison.
Poison. I mean, you get a couple beers in me. That name is a hard one, okay? So relax over there.
Just so many L's.
There are.
Rowinski.
All right, here we go. Moving on. Hey, so this came out from the Dispatch, which I found it pretty interesting. They said the Jackets had the best attendance average this year since like the previous 20 years.
I think it was the 03-04.
Yeah. So the best attendance in 20 years for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They were averaging a 93.8% capacity. That put them just over 17,000 fans a game. The barn seats about 18,250, I think. So yeah, we were doing pretty damn well this year. Attendance is there. I know we've talked about it before, how the fans are showing up, and I know there's also the counter argument, like, well, there's a lot of Wave fans there too, and okay, all right, well, you're gonna get Wave fans at every arena. I mean, and the fact that we're in such close proximity to like a team like Pittsburgh, sure, that does suck. And also the fact that there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans that live here, of course, they're gonna be in our barn, and there's gonna be a lot of their fans there. But we're talking about like Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night games, like weekday games, where we're getting 17,000 to 18,000 in attendance, and that's just a testament, boys. The fans are here. And I know we've talked about it and we've harped on it, but like that's such an I didn't realize that was the best attendance average in 20 years this season. That's wild.
Yeah. That's huge. That's just a testament to like how much this fan base is ready.
They want a good team so bad.
We want a good
team. We're excited.
Team.
We're ready for it.
We're going to be so back next year.
We're going to be so bad next year.
So back. The CBJ chance at the end of the Carolina game, last game of the season, last team in the East, again, 2 years in a row. And
didn't we beat
on the back end of the second year of two last place D seasons, the sold out arenas chanting CBJ.
It's wild as shit.
Wild
too.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, man.
I have such a love affair with this team and this fan base and how they can show up like that and be so passionate about something after 2 years of just shit.
Yeah.
Of Babcock and Yarmo fired and just all this garbage we've had to go through since 2021, really.
It's wild, dude.
It is insane that the fan base still comes out, sells out the arena on the last game of the season, and the shit that we've gone through in the last 2 years, and is chanting CBJ for the last 30 seconds of the game.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. We as a fan base, the common fan, deserve an absolute winner here. And I mean, they're going to do the right things to put the shit in place, man. But the fan base here is just so unbelievable. And we're getting recognition like throughout the league because of being so fucking awesome as a fan base.
I was listening to the Elliot Friedman 32 Thoughts pod this past week or about 2 days. I think he dropped an episode like 2 days ago. And they were talking about Columbus and just the support and the amount of fans that are showing up for these games and games that don't matter. And they were baffled by it. Like they weren't necessarily baffled by it, but they were like, Columbus's like fan base and the passion there is just unreal. And they were on the side of like, I cannot wait for them to get a winner because this city is going to just pop the fuck off.
It's gonna burn down if we get a good team.
Yes, it will.
That's the thing too. Like I think that a lot of the fan base sees it coming. I know we see it coming with this group of dudes that we have right now and on this roster. You know, a couple guys get moved around here and there, the core guys that are sticking around with what we've been seeing. The team's here. They just the pieces need to be put in place to develop this team to become that winner. And I think it's a clean
slate reset needs to happen this offseason. They need to get a new coach.
Oh, yeah.
JD's talking about new culture, whatever. Whatever. He can say whatever he wants, but.
He's talked about that for 9 out of the 11 years he's been here.
No, new cult, like not doing the thing that we've been doing the last 10 years. That's what they're looking for a disruptor.
What do you think his new mantra is going to be? Because it was brick by brick.
I don't know. I liked that one.
Well, it worked for a while.
It was good. Yeah, everything works when you're winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nothing works when you're losing.
Valid.
Step by step.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Step good, by step.
Good one. Yeah.
Back to back.
Let's try again.
Oh, what was the slogan this year for the team? I forget.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
And it's not him that comes up with that.
Well,
stuff.
He came up with the brick by brick,
and
that
was great.
That was his thing. But yeah, the indivisible. I definitely was kind of like
they know. They know that.
Listen, they brought us into that meeting talking about it, and I was like, you realize when we lose a lot, it's going to turn into invisible,
undividable.
It's like, I don't know.
It's all good, baby.
It's all good. They got to do their job, too. That's
fine. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, dude, props to the fifth line. I'll just, you know, just to put a bow on this. Props to the fifth line for the last, especially the last two seasons.
It's absolutely wild. Last two seasons. Because, like, last year, they were pretty close to, like, hitting that same mark in terms of average fans. And they're doing their thing.
Yeah, but we did better than last year, which is crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, moving on. So, yeah, the exit interviews happened. I don't really have anything to harp on that. It's the same stuff every year. I don't know if you guys have any takeaways at all from the exit interviews, but...
I think Corrali gave some good insight on his time in Boston about...
Yeah, he did. He was probably my favorite interview there.
Yeah, Sean's a real just, like, honest dude, just real straightforward, and he's not going to blow smoke.
Yeah.
I think it's what it takes, but he reflected on the time of him being on a winning team in Boston for so long, and
yeah,
that was great.
What the difference was between that and what's happening here. So, I think that the only way you can fix something is by bringing light to it. So that's always the start, and that's we love to see. That's leadership.
Yeah, and he's right. It does take time to get consistently good, but once you get consistently good, it's going to be hard to stop it. And we're trying to figure that out.
You okay down there?
Yeah, itch.
You're going at it for about 10 seconds.
Oh, my underwear.
That was a hell of an itch down there.
I was also readjusting my underwear.
All right, fair enough.
It's all good, baby doll. We take that out. That'd be great.
Nope.
All right.
You briefs or a boxers guy?
I'm a boxer briefs.
Thong.
Yes. Yeah, that's all I get. Spicy. Yeah.
I want to see that booty in a thong.
Okay, let's skip this.
Oh, sorry. Anyways, moving on. So any other takeaways from the exit interviews? I really don't have much.
Not now.
What now? What? Sorry,
I'm thinking about Warren in a thong. I'm lost right now.
How you doing?
He's got them thick hips too. Like,
tree trunks.
Exit interviews.
Elvis saying that, changes need made, whether he meant to or not. Ironically funny.
Boquist.
Oh, Boquist Chain. That's right.
Oh, yeah. You called this one.
You did it.
I think I convinced him.
You did it, Kyle.
I don't know.
You literally told him.
Yeah. It's not a you don't know. You know.
Great day.
Good job, producer. He's right. On it.
Fuck
good job,
dude.
Mush Brains.
Yeah, man. A couple years ago, I talked to Boquist about changing his number, and here where he's changed. I told him, it's cursed number. Ryan Murray Ward, he was always hurt. You got to get out of it.
Class bones.
It took him a whole season, but he's... Oh, you heard it here first. He's not going to say what number. He's going to be number three.
Oh.
He's going to number three.
What's the rationale there?
As his junior number.
Ah, yes.
Ah.
Who was the last number three on the team?
Stampa Jones.
Seth Jones.
Yeah, Seth Jones.
That's what I told him when I told him to change his number. He was like, I don't want to step on Seth Jones' toes. And I told him, fuck Seth Jones.
Who
cares? Fuck that
left
guy.
Us.
Yeah.
Well.
Although I love Seth Jones.
I was just
fuck him.
Mama Jones.
Open bar at a night at an event. I got a couple bourbons in me. I just fuck Seth Jones to who he got traded for. Right.
Yeah.
I just want Mama Jones back at Nationwide.
She's writing a book.
Yeah.
I will read it.
Did you see that?
I hope she dumps on this fans.
She's writing. Oh no. She loved it here. I think.
She loved it here. We were why she went private for a bit.
Us?
The fans.
Not us. Just I'm about to say, she loved us.
No, CBJ, yeah.
All right.
The fan base. Yeah.
Fair enough. She loves me.
She's writing a book about her experiences, just like a sports mom. So like
I mean, she has
her and her ex-husband Popeye, who is an NBA player, and who was an NBA player and coach.
Yeah.
Having two sons in a professional hockey league. Like, she's writing a book about all that. So should be, I'll read it. It should be interesting. Hopefully, probably pretty political. If I know.
See if it's a, I don't think it'll be political.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope not. But you never know with that. You just never know.
She's feisty on her IG, but I don't think the book will be that. All right. what's the next? Oh, yeah. So the Jackets, they went paintballing.
Oh, yeah?
They went, the whole team right after the exit interviews went paintballing. And it seemed pretty cool. I mean, the whole team, a little, you know. I wish they would have done more of these things during the season to maybe build some more camaraderie.
Want them to
maybe we didn't see a lot of it.
Paintball in between games?
Not paintball, but they could like go bowling.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, maybe they needed some more team unity things, and that could have helped them in this season. But it looked like they all had a good time. My question is, you can only pick one player. Who would you want to be on your paintball team?
I think solely for the vibes, Adam Fantilli.
Yeah, he would definitely bring good vibes, 100%.
Solely for the vibes. Oh, you're my hero.
All right, so Kyle, I have a question. So the Jackets, they went paintballing. Kyle just went and got his water, so he didn't hear the question.
I'm going to plant a fat, sloppy kiss on you after this.
So the Jackets, they went paintballing right after the exit interviews. My question is, you can only give me one player. What player would you want on your paintball team from the team? Braden said Fantilli for the vibes.
I want Matthew Olivier. He looks like he grew up playing paintball.
Yeah, Olivier.
Take Gudbranson.
Oh, I was going to go Gudbranson.
Maybe Werenski. Somebody a little lanky and get their arms out there.
I think I would go... I go Cole Sillinger. I feel like he'd bring good vibes, too. And also, I feel like, you know...
Good vibes? Are we basing this off good vibes, or who we want to win fucking paintball match?
Fun,
what do you mean?
Well, I can't...
At least we had fun. You sound like Pascal Vincent over here.
We're so close. But I just can't...
Lose 5-2.
Like, if I could see, like, a highlight reel of some of them, then I feel like I could make a decision.
No! I just feel like...
But
I've
never seen any of them play paintball. I don't know if I got any real shooters on
I feel like
team,
Cole
you know
has a lot of frustration to vent out off of all the social media hate he got this year. So he's just going to, like, lay into people.
I think he found it.
But he's going to lay in. But he's going to have good vibes with it, too.
I hear your logic, but I think he found peace somewhere, clearly.
All right, so I guess follow-up question. If you were on the opposing team during paintball, who would you want to try to shoot first?
I'm emptying my clip on Elvis, reloading, emptying
Same.
It again.
Damn.
Sorry, Elvis.
Bang, bang, bang,
I just
bang,
don't
bang.
Want him to be here anymore. I don't want to cause any pain to him.
It's just paintballs.
This shit hurts,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it hurt.
Oh, come on.
I got shot in the forehead.
I got shot in the pinky one time. That shit, as soon as I got shot, I cussed out my friend in like for 10 seconds, and I said, I'm sorry, I love you.
I got shot one time, and like this guy shot me probably like 10 times in the back and side, and they weren't busting.
That's the worst.
And it was so frustrating because he was telling like the ref or whatever they are. He's like, can you check him?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, he's good. And he's like, ta, 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 ta. And I'm like, I'm just out. I'm good.
God, it really sucks when you can't bust. I hate that.
That one.
Really hate that.
But yeah, I've only ever been paintballing once. I don't have any bad memories. I had a good time.
I've been like 3 times, I think.
I would shoot my shot.
Pascal Vincent.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm going to paint his bald head a different color.
I'd hope he'd be playing.
He's going to have a hairline once I get done with him.
Jesus. Anyways, what's that even mean?
I don't know, but
you're going to shoot him in the head a
nobody
bunch?
Nobody knows what it means.
It's provocative, but nobody knows what it means.
Gets
Kyle.
Gets me going.
Gets everybody going. It's Talladega Day, boys. I'm getting another beer. Talladega. All right. Should we go on to our first segment?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God!
Was that Yarmo?
Hey, nobody's watching you push the buttons. You don't have to be all dramatic. Just push the button.
Dramatic.
My synapses were firing a little too hard. To be fair, I hit the swoosh button too, but nobody heard it. To be fair,
definitely didn't.
Let me try again.
I wonder why we couldn't hear it.
There we go. Got it. All right, segment one.
Good job.
All right, so we're going to recap. This is going to be fun, boys. Very fun. We're going to recap our preseason predictions.
We did good.
I don't think we did very good.
We did the best.
We did the best we could do at the time.
We did the best.
We did a bunch.
We did. So let me pull it up here. Here it is. Season predictions for this season. All right. Are we ready for this? So before every season, we always predict who's going to have the most goals, the most assists, the most points on the team, Elvis's win total, CBJ total points on the season, and also opening day predictions in terms of the lineup. But we won't hit on that because I don't think we have the answer to that one. But we're going to do these four here. All right. So y'all ready for this? I don't have that.
It's like a primal reaction because I did it in my head too.
Some takeaways though. Apparently, in this season prediction episode, I said that I haven't shaved my bush in a year.
Oh, gosh.
This was from. And Warren said that.
Is this from our research department?
It's from R&D.
This is from our intern Spencer. I told him to get all the details on the episode. That was the first one he put down. And then he said,
"I like how thorough he's being."
And Warren said he's glad that we didn't get the first pick. So,
me too. Oh yeah, I did. I'm glad we didn't get Connor because that'd be so annoying.
I would like the attention on the team though.
Shut up.
Not this year. All right, so most goals. We'll start with Kyle. Kyle, you had Fantilli as the most goals, which I think was reasonable because, I mean, if he would just stay healthy, I think he could have been in the conversation.
If you get 20, you're in the race with us.
100%. Do you care to venture how many goals you thought he would have?
I said he's going to challenge the record at 39.
35 is what you
said. Yeah, I was up there, dude. I was feeling it. I saw him in Traverse City and then came in here, did that podcast like 2 weeks later. I was like, dude, he's going to fucking crush everybody.
Kyle was hot.
Oh, my God. You guys have no idea what you're about to witness. This guy is insane.
I mean, you weren't like wrong. I feel like he would have been flirting up there in like the 25 range if he stayed healthy. Yeah. Warren, you predicted Line A would have the most goals.
Wow.
Do you know how many goals that you predicted?
42.
43.
Yeah. 43. So I remember he was going to break the record.
Yeah.
And he would have.
He would have. Oh, by the way, who did have the most goals this year? Was it
Marchenko? Oh,
I think it was Marchenko with 23. I had the stats pulled up specifically for this.
If you can hold those stats up so we can compare, that'd be great.
Yeah, Marchenko had the most on the team with 23.
God, that's all right. Sad.
Producer Brayden, you said Kent Johnson.
Oh, I think I had him beating the record.
It was close.
What's wrong with us?
38?
You said 32 goals
for
KJ. I was the only one to get it right in terms of the player. I predicted Marchenko would have the most goals. I was correct.
Which was surprising. We thought it would have been Kyle here, but he came back from Traverse City.
He did. I predicted Marchenko with 33. So I was
10 off.
Hey, all right.
Only 10 off, so I'm going to give myself the victory there.
He got real streaky this year.
This guy knows puck.
I know puck, dude.
Yeah.
All right. So most assists.
I thought that was.
I thought you pushed a button and like a noise. What?
I thought that was like a little voice in my head.
I don't know what happened.
So yeah, we weren't.
That was bad.
But at least I got Marchenko right.
Shut up, Jordan.
Just gonna take that. I will say the next one for assist, we all predicted the same player.
Not shocking.
Goodrow.
I think we went way high, though.
And Goodrow definitely was the leader in assists.
He was leader in assists. So now we got to see who got the closest to it. Kyle, once again, we'll start with you. Do you know how many you predicted for Goodrow?
65.
You predicted 70 assists for Johnny Goodrow. What did he have on the season?
48.
Okay. Warren, you also predicted Johnny Hockey?
Like 68.
You predicted 61.
Oh.
So not bad.
All right.
Not bad. Brayden, you also predicted Johnny Hockey for the most assists this season. What did you say?
Like 80.
I think I had him at like 65.
67. 67. Warren, 100. You win this round.
Yes.
I predicted 62 assists for Johnny Hockey.
Suck it.
But damn. I would say, like, us too, we were right there.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Like, we were pretty close.
I mean, I wouldn't say you were right there.
How many did you have? 53?
48.
48.
Oh, 48.
If he had a consistent 50s. Line, yeah. He would have had more.
Never mind. So, if Warren, was, you were the closest.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
If it was Line A, Fantilli, and Goodrow all season, he would have had that. Easy.
Now this one is really tough to look at.
Points, because we said we all said that he would have at least 60 points.
This is overall points on the season for all the players. Kyle, we'll start with you again. Kyle, you predicted Johnny Hockey would have the most points on the year. Do you know how many you predicted?
Probably 90 something.
93.
And he ended up with 60.
So you're
like not 30, I mean, that's 33 not great.
Short.
That's not great. Short.
Yeah.
We're all right there. We're all in the 90s.
Well, we're all in the 90s.
I mean, that means you would have been close on the goal total for him.
Yeah.
Because if you take off that 20-20.
I did say, I don't remember how many goals I said.
Either way.
So, Warren, you predicted, you also had Johnny Hockey. Do you know how many you predicted?
If I had 75.
You predicted 92 points.
Holy moly, a lot of goals.
For Johnny Hockey.
Why'd we do that?
I don't know why we did that. Braden, you predicted Patrick Laine.
Oh, this is so bad because I just looked at his point total for the year, and I think I remember my guess.
Go ahead and give me his point total for the year before we...
His point total on the year is 9.
9. You predicted 92.
97. Oh.
92 points.
Hey, I had the first digit right.
You did.
Technically, I was the closest.
No.
I'm one number off.
No, the first digit would have been 0.
I'm one number off.
On your side.
I was the closest of anybody. I win. I predicted 90 points for Johnny Hockey, so I'm I get that round.
2 for you, 1 for me.
But honestly, we're all losers.
Yeah, but Laine got hurt.
He did.
So he still only had 9 points.
Yeah.
Facts are facts, baby.
I hate you.
Grow up.
All right. So next one
so
is
emotionally sensitive right now. Please stop.
Oh man.
Next,
you may put a nip on that water bottle for you.
Goob brain.
I mean, you could.
I got goob brain.
Yeah, goob brain.
Can you put like the Gatorade nipple on it?
Mm. Yeah, I'll let me go find one.
You know what? You're the worst.
All right, so this one is now Elvis's win total. We came into this season expecting Elvis to be our true number one and not get sicky poo all the time.
Well, he had the opportunity.
Had the opportunity, but he had the shits every game and had to leave, so.
He had a runny poopy butt.
Something. He should get sponsored by Dude Wipes. If that's his problem while he was leaving games, I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah.
We actually don't know. I hope he's not like, you know. We wish him all the best in terms of he actually is sick somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so how many wins did he actually get on the season, Braden?
His record ended up being, in 41 games played, 13, 17, and 8.
13.
13, nice. 17. Oh, somebody is really close. Somebody is really close to his win.
I think that I predicted this was going to happen this season with Elvis, and he was only going to get like 19 wins.
All right, Kyle, what do you said 19 wins was your prediction?
I think so.
You said 33.
Ooh.
For those that obviously can't see us, he was doing like a little thumb pointing at him like, yeah, he's in my bag.
Brutal. Bubble popper of all time right there, baby.
Wow.
That was brutal. That's an insane record.
33 wins. Damn, we would have been in the playoffs.
Fuck yeah. We would have. God. I'm sorry. Yeah. What did he hit? 13?
Yep. 13.
Only 29.
Braden, what do you think you said?
Oh, I think I had him at like 21, 28 and something.
You had him at 25 wins.
Okay.
25 wins.
Okay. That's not too bad.
So it comes down to me and Warren.
Yeah.
In terms of
Warren. This guy's tooting his own horn. He's the closest.
Oh yeah, look at that face.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
I'm not. Warren, you said 15.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. I think I remember I was like, we're going to go like, it's going to be half and half between him and Tarasov or whoever, however it's going to work. But he'll play like half of them and he's not going to.
Yeah, he played exactly half.
Because at this point I was off him.
So per the notes from our intern, he said 15 wins and also Warren predicted he gets hurt a lot. So, I mean, you weren't wrong.
He was out. I mean, shit, man, he won that. Game against Pittsburgh in the shootout, blocked that Malkin shot, and then went out the rest of the season.
Yeah, he pulled his monster out.
Lower body.
He pulled his monster out. And then,
jeez.
I said 22, so I wasn't terrible.
33. There was... What the fuck was I on this?
You were on the Elvis train.
He was back from Traverse City. We're going to be so good.
I was trying to be like just optimistic. I wanted Elvis to be good. I was trying to manifest it, I think.
I get it. You got to manifest that.
And it just, 100%. God, man, Warren was, I should have just listened to Warren.
Yeah.
You should.
Warren was right. Warren, we're both 2 for 2, I think.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, this is the last one here. CBJ point total on the season. So this includes This includes the actual record of the team and point total.
I really don't remember where I went on this
one. Team. I will say I don't think Kyle gave a record because our intern did not notate the record.
For I you. Probably didn't.
Yeah. So
I didn't feel like doing the math.
It was notated. Kyle said, couple losses, couple wins.
Hey, you know what?
Cash money, baby.
And he was right.
There was a couple wins and there were all
mostly losses. Yeah.
Literally notated in asterisks right there.
You win some, you lose most.
Couple losses, couple wins.
Good job.
Good job. Also,
I was so right.
Not bad. Yeah.
Thanks. This is fucking dope from Spencer.
Right?
Hell yeah, dude.
Thanks, Spence.
All right. So, Kyle, you predicted. So, what was the final point total for the Jackets?
We ended up 27, 43, and 12 with 66 points.
66 points. I will say, Kyle, you are the closest in terms of overall points. You predicted 77 on the season.
Yeah.
I don't know how Elvis gets 33 wins. Did we get 77 points?
I think that's why I didn't want to get it. I was being weird. I remember doing that now. Yeah. It was a weird one. I got in this weird, like, Elvis is the best goalie ever mood for some reason real quick.
If he got 33 wins, that would put us at 66 points right away, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're so right. Yeah.
I was good there. That was quick enough.
He watched the interview he did at draft day, and Kyle was like, you're right. You're coming in hot.
Yeah.
Because that's what Elvis did in that interview. He's like, I'm pissed off. I'm gonna go after it. And then he's like, oh, my dummy.
Warren, you predicted. Let's give me the point total, and I'll give you what you predicted wins and loss-wise. But what do you think you predicted?
I want to say I was still optimistic for some reason. Well, no, I can't because I said that he was going to get like 15 wins. So 75.
You predicted 89 points.
89 still. Oh, I thought the backups were going to come through.
40, 32, and 9 was your record.
I remember this part of the podcast when we recorded this in the preseason, me just sitting here shaking my head at all three of you. Like, there's no fucking way.
I'm pretty sure we shook our head.
Coming from the guy that had Elvis wins. Said 33
okay,
wins.
Okay, all right. I was doing a bit. God.
Oh, sure.
I didn't mean it. I was
it's
doing
a bit.
You guys just follow along with a joke every once in a while? I mean, grow up.
It's a bit.
There's Kyle's career in a nutshell.
It was all a bit.
All right,
now
Braden.
You're getting it. Wow.
Braden, you and Warren, you copied Warren.
Let me guess. No, I didn't.
You did.
You did. You were looking at my phone.
Shut up. I think I had us at like 38 something and whatever.
You had 89 points on the season.
Okay.
38, 33, 10. And I came in at 86 points on the year, 38, 34, and 6. And once again, what was our final point total?
66.
66, so.
I won one.
You won one. There you go, baby.
Yay!
Come on.
But he had Elvis at 33 wins.
Good job, bit boy.
Yeah.
If I predicted 77 points and Elvis had 66 of those, I don't think that's crazy.
that means our backups are terrible.
Tarasov was miserable.
Grease is grieving.
Oh, man. But yeah, those were our preseason predictions, and why anybody listens to our thoughts, I don't know.
This is like if the so-called experts on national TV
called themselves
went back
out
and listened to, and like if they actually did this, everybody would realize that we're all fucking frauds. Nobody knows anything. These experts don't know nobody knows what's going to happen next.
No.
They just all pretend, we all pretend that we do because we know everything and we're never wrong.
Amen, we're never wrong.
I've never been wrong once in my life.
I'm telling you, man.
All right, before we get into our last two segments, got to talk about our great sponsor. First one, High Bank Distillery. I have quickly fallen in love, boys, with hot honey pizzas.
Oh yeah.
Have you had the hot honey pizzas? Just anywhere, really.
Yeah, yeah, hot honey pizzas.
Dude, they slap.
They be doing it.
Well, sweet spice.
And High Bank, they have a hot honey pizza. It is phenomenal. You got the pepperoni. You got the I think they use like Mike's hot honey to drizzle right over top. Delicious. I did have it. I had it about a week and a half ago. And of course I accompanied it. I accompanied it. There it is. There's the word.
Rowinski.
I had a stroke for a second.
A little bit.
With a nice little old-fashioned, the smoked old-fashioned there at High Bank. I'm pretty pumped for their new location. When's the Westerville one open?
I think it's supposed to be.
You drive past there every day for it.
I think it's opening in like June, middle, end of June.
That's quick. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, I don't know. It's coming up.
Right around the corner. But, check out High Bank. Great food, great cocktails. HighBankCo.com.
Wow.
For more details. That was a brutal ad, right? I'm sorry, High Bank.
No.
I'm so sorry.
They don't know. They forget. And then,
we also have
SeatGeek. SeatGeek.com, or download the SeatGeek app and you use promo code CBJA. That's spelled CBJA. For your first time purchase on any email. For the first purchase. Any email. Concert? SeatGeek. Game? SeatGeek. Theater play? SeatGeek. Your little nephew's T-ball game?
Probably
free. Just
go
free. Through the school. Probably yeah, free. Maybe. Yeah. But everything else? Go to SeatGeek.com or download the SeatGeek app and seat your geek.
Beautiful. All right, moving on to the our last segment before we get social. This one, Kyle, was your idea. You sent me this. You sent it in the old artillery group chat.
I'm so back.
And yeah, so what we're doing is the CBJ Awards banquet. So grade school.
Did you give me any banquet music?
I didn't, unfortunately. I don't even know what banquet music would sound like.
You think of like music you would hear at a banquet. That
got it. Got it. That clears
the way. With the moon, really, it's your eye. Like, I don't know.
Warren can just hum something the entire time.
All right, so we're going to do the CBJ MVP, who we think deserved it. Unsung hero, biggest surprise, best new addition, most improved player, and the biggest disappointment, which I think we all can already agree there. But first, we're going to start off with, I'm going to start with Warren on this one. Who is your CBJ MVP of the season?
Good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, easy. MVP of the season. Is this strictly players?
It can be anything within the CBJ organization, I think. I was leaning towards players, but I know how your brain operates, so.
Well, at least I ain't got goo brain.
I got goo brain. You know, not fun think.
I think a runner-up would have been the fans, in all honesty, because of having that attendance so consistent and such an awful second year in a row. But I'm also jerking the chain a bit here. So MVP for this team, I would give that to... Can I give it to nobody?
I mean, yeah, if you want to. You can go nobody.
I give it to Marchenko. He had not only another solid year, but like consistently. Just like last year, he didn't get too bogged down on any issues. He's very much, in my mind, one of the most like, he is very valuable to this team. And I think that's shown through very much in this season.
Hey, that man.
His attitude, his play, his consistency on the field, on the ice.
On the field.
That's the problem, is it is his consistency. He was very streaky this season.
Yeah, that's true. And he'll figure that out. It was his second year.
I hope so.
23 goals, 19 assists for the boy.
Not bad. So I give it to him.
That's solid. Kyle?
Yeah, it's a tough one in a year like this again. just talking on ice. I mean, Zach Werenski comes to mind.
That's true.
Boone Jenner also kind of comes to mind here. I mean, I know he was hurt for a while, but all-star season, technically, like all-star season. I'm gonna go with God, am I really about to say this?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. Say it.
Just say it.
Just
right.
Say it.
I want to hear that dirty little mouth of yours admit it.
Yeah, I think the Blue Jackets MVP this year was Zach Werenski. And I think it's because of the way that he turned, like all of a sudden he is a number one defenseman, like an actual defenseman.
Yeah.
I can't look back on a time this season where he had a turnover so egregious that everybody's talking about it like he usually does. So it's progress. And I think that, yeah, I mean, the assist total alone, he
ended up with 11 goals, 46 assists.
Didn't he tie or broke Seth Jones' record for
single-season points?
Single-season defenseman points.
Yeah, yeah. 57.
And then also tied the record for most assists by a demon in franchise history.
46.
So, yeah, great season. His best season. Great season.
And in 70 games with averaging 24, in 24 minutes and 27 seconds of time on ice a game, he was the only player that had a zero plus minus.
Real quick, sidebar, stats, shit, over. Awesome. Fuck that. Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
Good brain doing one good thing today.
Stats. I love the side stats.
Yeah, because every player on the team was a minus, besides Gavin Brindley, but he only had one game. But
yeah,
I don't know. He's he's the most well-rounded player we've ever had, Gavin Brindley.
He very well could be.
The only guy on the roster playing over half the games, and he was a zero plus minus.
Yeah. That's insane.
Werenski was a zero?
Yeah, he was a zero.
In 70 games in 24 minutes.
On defense.
He played 70? He was only out 12 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had a great
season.
I was going to say Werenski if you didn't.
Guys.
Great bounce back year for
him. He had a season.
He's so fucking back.
For like the first time in years.
This was legitimately his best season in his career.
Yeah.
He's so fucking back.
He had a career year.
Actually.
And a season like that gives me, man. That gives me a lot of hope going forward for what that defense is going to look like.
Also just shows if he can stay healthy, we know what he can do. And that's been his biggest downfall over the past handful of years. He just couldn't stay healthy. But once he gets into a rhythm, like, dude, I love Z. I'm here for it. Come on.
You got to keep him and Fantilli happy going forward, I think. And that's your ticket.
So my guy is...
Oh.
I'm just going to say this. It's going to catch everybody off guard.
I'm going to get so mad at you.
You are.
It's going to be Matthew Olivier for all his fights.
He's an honorable mention.
Elvis versus Lincolns.
I'm going to go with a guy.
Oh.
That played all 82 games.
That's such a low bar.
Is that why?
Let's do an Iron Man.
I'm just saying. He was healthy. He had a decent point on the season. I can't go with Marchenko. I can't go with... Or Werenski.
But I think there's another guy you can go with.
I'm going
to
go.
You could. It can be unanimous. We don't have to have a different one.
You know what? I'm changing it.
Because I was going to say, this is a shit take from you.
I'm changing it. And here's why I'm changing it. Because I have been so high on this guy for the past 2-3 years.
No
and
way you
everybody,
give it. Again,
everybody.
Again, go back to your first one.
Everybody was shitting on him and not giving him the proper ice time that he deserved.
He doesn't deserve
and not giving
one,
him.
No.
I was like, you put that guy on the top line with good talent, the dude's going to pop off. And what did he do this season? He popped off, boys. I'm going with Cole Sillinger. He's my MVP of the season. He showed that he can be a true number one line guy.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy. What do you mean?
That's crazy.
What do you mean? No, it's not crazy. The dude showed his ability this year. He popped off this year. He had a bounce back year.
32 points, Jordan.
Don't care. He's my MVP.
Pretty good in this team.
Yeah, actually, he's in the upper half.
I'm just going with, like, everybody counted him out. Counted him out.
MVP?
Everybody was like, oh, he's a bust now. He had a sophomore slump. We sent him to Cleveland last year.
You were
he's a bust, right? So, like, everybody counted this dude out, and he came back, and he proved that he is a National Hockey League player, and he proved that he's going to be a force to reckon with on this team coming forward. It is Cole Sillinger. He's my MVP for this
future season. Lobbyist over here.
That's crazy, Jordan.
You just described somebody who would be a comeback player of the year.
Yeah. Like, no. Not an MVP.
He was not the most valuable player on the team this year.
I was going to say him for unsung hero, but he got an MVP.
I'm going MVP.
All right.
I am. Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's your MVP.
It's better than Provorov.
I mean, who was it?
82 games played a whole season? Come on.
They have the same amount of points.
Yeah, that's what.
Wow.
Relax.
I don't know.
Relax.
I was
Provorov, and Sillinger both had 32 points.
Yeah.
All right, Braden, who's your MVP?
I'm going to go with Werenski. I don't really think there's anybody. I don't think there's anybody else on the team that kind of stands out.
All right.
Same.
My honorable mention would be Gaudreau.
I was going to say
he didn't get enough
too.
Love. 60 points, played 81 games. I mean,
yeah, he was there, man. He played.
There was times where it's like
astute observation.
I'm just saying he played.
He played in all. Yeah,
didn't get hurt. He was there. He played.
It was
Was it the one game he missed because he had a kid?
I believe so.
Fucking selfish, man.
I know. Unbelievable.
Childish.
Really is.
Good one, Warren.
All right, next one. So that was our MVP of the season. Next award is the unsung hero. Warren, you are leading us off.
I think there's only one it should go to. It's a clear choice. Matthew Olivier.
Oh, that was going to... Oh, yeah, that was...
You can still say it.
You're allowed to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what he...
If that's just like a testament to this player should really be this... Yeah.
It's okay.
All right, fine. I'm going
to
go...
Don't go to me first.
I'm going
to
go second.
Because I do the right one each time.
Matthew Olivier is
He's
also,
never wrong.
I'm going second then. Matthew Olivier is also my second.
What he brought to the ice, the tenacity, just the grit, the attack, just the I don't care. This isn't... We need something... He was always there, and he played all right. He played pretty good.
And he was vocal, too. Like, yeah. He wasn't afraid to say things in front of the camera that I feel like some players are afraid of saying.
He's a little spooky.
And so I respect the shit out of that. And, yeah, he
you get that.
He go toe-to-toe with the best people, the best fighters in this league, and he would just come away on top. And he could score some goals every now and again.
Yeah.
So
he did
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Matthew Olivier for me. Kyle?
I'm going to go good Branson.
Oh, you yeah.
That's a good one.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm thinking kind of the same vibe, though, yeah. like with Olivier. Just almost like a father figure to a lot of the young guys mm-hmm. in there, Truly. You know, in a way.
Yeah, guy my age.
I know. What's up, Dad?
yeah, it was very... I don't want to say impressive, but I do think that, like, him and Olivier seem like the two kind of guys that come into that locker room and make sure that things are being done the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
From whatever standpoint that is, from training to how you act in public to how you do press to how you approach practice in each game. Those are just two guys that get it. They understand what it takes, and they're, I think, teaching that to the younger guys that what that work ethic looks like. So, Gudbranson and Olivier, both really good choices, and I think those are the... Gudbranson also like standing up for a lot of the beginning of the... Mostly in the beginning of the season, as much as he could, but if any of the young guys got ran, especially Fantilli, he was right there, just kind of...
He was.
Looming, yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised with Gudbranson this year. Like, he caught a lot of shit last year, but I think, like, the dude has a certain role.
Came together this year.
Unfortunately, like, this team is just not fully there yet, so I feel like his role is not truly identified, but I think this year it kind of really popped off for him a little bit.
And that slap shot is a fucking laser beam,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, it's hot.
Oh, there's been a couple times where I've been in the arena and had, like, the perfect sight line from behind watching him take a slap shot on net. I don't know how they ever save it.
It's scary.
He has a laser beam of a slap shot.
I love it. I love it. Braden, who is your unsung hero?
I'm going with Gudbranson too. Okay. I mean, same reasons as Kyle. Also, he led the team in penalty minutes, 74 minutes. He's in there fighting.
That's crazy. He led the team.
Olivier was on his tail
he's
at 70.
Be 73.
70 okay. Olivier had 70. But yeah, Gudbranson, he was a... I felt like he scored.
Damn.
Scored when we needed him to.
Yeah.
He got a good shot. Seemed like a good locker room leader. I think there's a reason he got that A this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's...
That contract worth it.
Yeah.
He's lived this up year. To his contract.
Yeah.
Last year, it was like, man, I don't know. But it's that came together well.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it.
I'm good
26
with
points. That wasn't bad.
I'm good with Olga Branson for sure.
For what he does,
it's like minutes. He broke all his personal records in the NHL this year.
Mm.
All right, so next one is the biggest surprise of the season, and I am starting because I feel like Kyle's going to steal mine, only because I'm stealing from Kyle from a year ago.
So is it stealing then?
No, my biggest surprise is Dmitry Voronkov.
Yep,
that is absolutely my biggest surprise. Kyle hyped him all off season, and Kyle was right.
Well, then Kyle's not going to take that because he's been hyping him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Also, one of the guys from Traverse City, I came back and was like, you guys are not going to fucking believe
it. You guys got to fucking see this
guy. That's what I'm saying. You were like,
wait till you see this guy. Oh, my God.
I was looking forward to it, but like he impressed me.
Yeah.
I fully agree.
Rookie season, 18 goals, 16 assists, 34 points. Dude played incredible. And also, like, for like half the season, he was in the top three in like rookie scoring amongst the league. Granted, he kind of fell a little bit. I think he's maybe like seventh or eighth on the season in terms of rookie scoring this year. But for a guy that I just really had no knowledge of coming into the season besides Kyle coming in here and like pumping his tires, I had no idea about Dmitry Voronkov. And I was pleasantly surprised. He is by far my biggest surprise on the season.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Who's going next? Kyle's going next because you weren't surprised, but.
Because you haven't gone. You go.
Yeah, Jordan keeps omitting me from the conversation.
Yeah, you're a producer.
You're a producer.
You
I keep going, you giving you fourth.
We want you to just do your job and not talk.
the side eye right there.
I won't talk.
Illy so much, my baby.
I would say my biggest surprise, just because I think the trade was kind of out of nowhere. Nylander.
Oh, that is good.
And then for him to play the way he played when he got here.
That is actually a really good one.
Yep.
It's a great one.
Fucking 11 goals in 23 games.
Yeah. What was like, his total point total? For the
He ended up with only 15. He only had 4 assists.
I mean, but 11 still, goals in 23 games is all you need.
That's the most he's had in like the past 4 seasons.
Like combined
pure goal score. I was hoping. I was looking up Bemstrom's stats the other day to like. I was hoping like the 11 goals was close to what Bemstrom had in 5 years here. Bemstrom had like 32 goals in 5 years.
He scored for no reason sometimes.
Yeah, had a hat trick in there. It just doesn't make any sense.
I like him, dude. I hope.
Nylander,
he's going to be a Nylander, trivia though. Answer someday.
I'm not saying like
that's who Emil Bemstrom
is. Him and Sonny Milano.
Like, I hope Nylander can keep the consistency moving into next year, and I hope that – I'm not saying, like, you know, give him some crazy contract, but I would like to see maybe like a 2-year deal with him to see if he can continue the consistency that he did do here once he got traded.
Yeah, is that sustainable? I mean
– I'm a big fan of what he did bring, and I think given the opportunity and a fair shake, he could be an asset to this team.
I think for what he did in the – last 23 games of this season solidified a spot for him on the roster next season.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean,
so.
He came in hot.
He's a RFA, right?
He's a I'd have to look. Let me look
because I think we have to sign him.
Maybe UFA, one of those two.
I'm pretty sure we have.
I don't, definitely one of those two things for sure.
Because I don't know that he's under contract after this year.
I don't know.
Look it up, cap friendly. Let's go.
I'm going to give mine while he looks it up.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear yours.
He's an RFA.
Okay, so yeah, we have his rights. So he'll be here next year. I would like to see a little like maybe a 2-year like $2 million per contract. I don't know, something like that.
I'd like that.
Man.
Kyle, what you got?
The RFAs, man, are, oh my god, it's going to be a weird offseason, boys.
It's going to be straight.
Yeah. We better get that GM in here quick.
What was the thing again? I forget.
Biggest surprise.
Biggest surprise, Kyle.
Surprise. I think I like this little life.
Okay.
I don't even know what that's from, but I see it on TikTok.
It's
everywhere.
Some indie cursive girl song.
Okay.
Oh. Very specific genre.
Yeah, you know how they sing when they're like, like they're singing in cursive.
Oh, got it.
I think my biggest
sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive.
I tried to write my name in cursive the other day, couldn't do it. Anyways, Braden or Kyle, biggest surprise.
That was
Bible school really education.
It was hard.
I think my biggest surprise. I think I'm gonna say Tarasov.
Really?
Oh man. I think him. I know. And this is. I mean, whatever. This is gonna sound the way kind of weird. I think the end of his season stats were like 908. Like not.
Let me check.
Not. Yeah. Super great, but the last like 15 games that he played or whatever, he was like a 960.
He
stayed healthy. I think that like that, and then we saw his consistency once he was healthy.
Yeah,
that,
he had a 908, was averaging 3.18 a game, and he ended up 8-11-3.
So him getting like settled in and I think giving the Blue Jackets a reason to move Elvis's contract this offseason was a surprise to me. In the preseason was not big on Tarasov. I thought he was one of those guys that was getting too much hype. I was proven wrong, I think, in the last 15 games that he played this season. I think he was like at a 950 something in like his last 15 games, which is insane. And some of the saves he was making were just unbelievable. Kind of like Bobrovsky-ish, you know, and he's very tall. So, Tarasov, I think. And I think I'm surprised by that because I didn't think he was going to be able to stay healthy. And he didn't, but not because of his hip. It's because David Yurecek decided to throw his knee into the side of Tarasov's head. Didn't decide to. Like, it was a total accident, but
it happened.
Concussed. So, unfortunate. But next season, I think he'll be back as the number one straight up, because of the way that he ended this season.
I think Jet Greaves could give him a run for his money.
No, wait. There's no chance.
If they're a goalie tandem, I'm fine with it, but I want Terry to get 60-40.
Yeah, he needs to be at 50 plus games as a number one starter. Oh. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, Warren.
So I had three that I was ready.
And all three of them got taken?
Yeah.
See, so that's why I picked myself to go first last time.
And that's why I was like, all right, I've got three. Someone's going to do something different. But between the three that I had and that all three of you said, I'm going with Tarasov for that same reason. Because he came in the first few games, a good number of the first few games, and he struggled. He did not do well.
And I, in part, kind of wrote him off. But he came back together so well in the last, like, since, like, the end of, like, middle of February. He had so many, like, 9.4, 9.35, 9.6 shutout games that it was like, that's what we want. A guy who's going to just shut up and get better. Focus on his game. Not complain about a monster. Not do this or that. Get sick all the time. The only way he's going to get injured is if his own teammate hurts him. That's a joke. But all honesty, he did so well with taking his problems and fixing them, working on them, and showed up so well to finish the season out. I do think, yeah, if we look it up, like it's a 9.49
yeah, or .949. It's a 9.08.
No, at the end, like at the last few games, like 15 games, I do truly believe it's going to be like .94 or something like that. He did so well to finish it out.
Let me see if I can get his game stats.
Yeah, go for that. That'll take a while.
I like it. I agree with Tarasov there. I agree with mine more.
But. Saratov. As you would call him.
All right. Relax.
I'd say like an honorable mention. Chinnikov.
Okay.
I think Chinnikov, he really showed us what
he did.
He can do.
He popped off.
He did.
As soon as those comments came out and his agent and all that stuff, he right Love after, it. He popped off.
That's one Yarmo got right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So here we go. Next one. For CBJ Awards Banquet, our next one is the Best New Addition. And I'm just going to go opposite, complete opposite. Braden, we're starting with you, producer.
Whoa.
Best New Addition.
He's not ready.
I know. No, that's why I want to catch him off guard. Mark Dennis.
Yes, Mark Dennis. We brought him back on a one-year contract.
Bobice.
His brother.
Can I say Nylander again?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, you can. You can win multiple awards in an award.
Yeah, I just like the way he played. He didn't give a fuck about the trade. He didn't give a fuck about where he got traded to. He showed up and played.
That's fair. Yeah,
I just don't know. He was an offensive demon in the 23 games he was here.
Fair enough.
I'm excited to see a full season of him next year.
I like it. Nylander. I'm going to go second. I'm going to go with the obvious choice here. Adam Fantilli.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest new addition. Are you it's kidding bold. Me? I mean, sure, he got hurt, but the dude was popping off prior to that, and he's going to be a absolute franchise staple and a weapon for the foreseeable future here. Damn and straight. That's also the first player jersey that I have acquired in probably 10
you
years.
You bought it?
Mm-hmm. I didn't buy it. The Jackets gave it to me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah. Fantilli.
Nice. Warren's next? My next?
Whoever. Warren, you can go next because you have your dogs out.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing your flip-flop like that?
Just do your feet, hang low. There's some good options out there, but I'm going to go a little left field, and I'm going to say Severson.
Okay.
I think he did pretty well.
He
for
had some
what
solid
he,
games for sure.
He, I think, is going to have a very similar situation like Gudbranson, where Gudbranson did all right, and then the next season he did pretty good. And I think Severson already came into the season, and he did pretty good. And I think next season he's going to be really good. So I think he's going to be one of my favorite new additions for this season and going forward.
All right. Severson.
I know he didn't play all games, but.
Also, like, for a defenseman, he had a decent amount of goals as well.
Yeah, he had 28 points, 9 goals, 19 assists in 67 games.
It's solid.
All right, Kyle. 10. It's not the worst on the team.
No.
Kyle, most improved. Best New Addition CBJ Awards Banquet.
It was either Severson or Provorov. I mean, maybe not Provorov. Provorov, I like 82 games, good for you.
He was sneaky. He had 32 points.
Yeah, he led the team in goals for a few weeks. Beginning of the season.
Yeah, what was he? He had like 4 in the first 3 weeks.
Oh, it was almost months. He was at, it was.
Which is crazy because he only ended up with 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just stopped scoring. That's fine. Whatever. I don't want to say Provorov. That's boring. I don't know. Who's the best new addition? Fucking everybody. Everybody sucked. Fantilli. I mean, that's the obvious.
Don't worry, guys. It's a bit.
It's the best one.
It's a bit.
I just wish he wouldn't have got hurt. I mean, did you listen to his interview about talking about his injury?
No.
No.
Like last week.
No.
He finally got to come out and talk about everything that happened with it. The game when it happened and all this, and he got a bunch of questions about it, but it was like
unbelievably deep. It went through like four layers of sock.
Jesus.
Ugh.
Like through the back of his leg.
That's wild because it's like there's Kevlar there too.
And it missed his Achilles somehow.
Damn.
Like he was, they were worried of that. He was like worried he couldn't use it when it happened. It looked like he lost a blade on the ice. Like that's when he went off the ice. Nobody really even noticed that it happened. But he said he couldn't put any pressure on it. It felt like his Achilles was like got cut in half.
Oh,
but it missed it somehow. So that's
good.
Thank God. Because we could have been talking about an injury that would last like into next season.
Career almost like career altering injury.
Never really back.
100%. So thank God.
So yeah,
that would be the Blue Jackets' luck.
He got and on Adam Fantilli also in his rookie season. Not I don't know, that could be that could have been crazy. So.
All right.
Luckily, that didn't happen. Adam Fantilli it is.
Fantilli it is. Next one for the CBJ Awards Banquet is Most Improved Player. I will start with Warren this time.
And I'm going to say Werenski.
That's solid. I
like not it. Only did he have a full, pretty much, season for him, but he did so much better on the fundamentals of playing defense, and it was very impressive.
I like it.
I think it was a great
improvement.
Sillinger. There you go.
Sillinger.
Those are two good options.
Because there's a difference between most improved and MVP.
Yep, big difference.
Whatever. Silly's my MVP. I don't even care.
That is going to give them both. Craziest.
Don't even care.
Not my MVP.
My most improved.
Not my chair, not my problem.
Is a guy I feel like doesn't get a lot of respect. Not necessarily a lot of respect. A lot of notoriety around
Rodney
the team.
Dangerfield.
No, doesn't get a lot of notoriety, and I think he puts in a lot of great work. He's coming
get no
off.
Respect around
he's
yet.
Coming off a season where he was hurt pretty much all year, but like we all thought he was going to kind of pop off a little bit. I'm going Justin Danforth. He is my most improved. It takes a lot to get healthy, right? You got to improve your health. You got to improve how you got hurt. You got to put in the work. And a dude that didn't have a lot of NHL experience, and he was about to get that, but then got hurt and before last season, and it kind of sucked for him. Dude bounced back in an amazing way. Came back here, played 71 games, and I felt like he was always a presence on the ice, so I'm going Justin Danforth.
He truly is a presence. I think I appreciate his play. I think this coming season will be very interesting to see where he goes with some of the team that's going to be around him. But
he is a spot on the team for sure.
I think it'll be low, but yeah, I agree. Girl told me to come over, said nobody's home. I came over. Nobody was home.
It's one of the best jokes I've ever heard.
All right, Braden. Most improved.
I'm gonna give it to Cole Sillinger.
All right,
rightfully so.
Or Texier.
I see the. I'm not giving it to him.
I'm giving it to Cole Sillinger.
Yeah.
What about Elvis? He had a better year.
Fuck off.
33 wins. Come on. All right, last one. I feel like this one can go pretty quick. I'll start. Biggest disappointment on the season. CBJ Awards Banquet. Biggest disappointment. Mine is Elvis. I'm not going to give it any explanation.
Fantilli, how did he just get hurt so bad?
Okay.
Mike Babcock, he never showed up to a fucking game.
Can't believe it, dude.
That actually
is like
front runner. I think that one wins. I think it's Mike Babcock.
Your biggest disappointment of the Blue Jays. We should tweet that. Our biggest disappointment is Mike Babcock.
Never showed up to a single game.
Couldn't even make it to the fucking arena.
Tried, though.
It is it is still, like, we're going to look back on this, and I'm going to be telling jokes about this season for the rest of my life, but we're going to look back on this in 15 years and just be, like, so fucking dumbfounded at how he didn't even make it to training camp.
Yeah.
You can't make that shit up. No, like he couldn't even make it to training camp.
It's like a twitch. Like, he couldn't hold a bag any longer.
What the fuck? I gotta be an asshole.
Everyone around him, the front office, and that's my biggest disappointment. I'm saying the front office.
I like it.
I said, like, a long time ago, like, I'm truthfully tired of talking about Elvis. I'm over him. I want him gone. I'm done with it. So I'm not picking him. I'm not giving him the luxury of knowing that I care enough. I'm giving it to the front office. That was such a disappointment this year to me.
It was.
But everyone was like, oh, he's good. He's good. He's changed. He's really learned.
Well, that's what we were sold.
Immediately.
Yeah.
The national media is coming out with articles like, has he changed? Is he going to do the same things he did in Toronto? You think? And then Mike Babcock reads these and sees these and then goes, yeah, guess what I'm going to do? Go through somebody's phone before training camp. That's my next move. They didn't even make it to fucking training camp.
Oh my god.
Oh, what a disaster. What a disaster.
And that's why I gave it to the front office. They made that decision, looking back, dumb. And then we had to scramble and be like, Pascal. Yeah, this is naked mole rattle. Well, we'll let you do it. We think you really earned it. He didn't. No. That's mine.
That's solid. I thought we were going to have Elvis, but all of yours were better than mine.
I don't think
they're all valid.
I think the shit happening right now is not a, like, they didn't. Pascal Vincent was not supposed to be the coach. Players being disappointing this year, I think get a pass.
Yeah.
No. Nah. Maybe not.
Some.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's some. I was like, this is. If we touch back on just like Elvis, he came into this season being like, I'm just playing on fire. Great, man.
He played well. There were times where he played well.
But my gosh, how many times can you be sick? I question that part.
Yeah.
And how much of that is just his attitude? Like everything he did, he caused so much drama. Players don't like him. Fans don't like him.
No, the fans still love him, I feel like. The casual fan.
It's not even a disappointment anymore.
The casual fan.
It's an expectation.
Everybody just has this mindset of Elvis. He's awesome because his name is Elvis and he has personality. And I feel like there's the casual fan definitely does gravitate towards Elvis a lot more than he deserves, but you know, I agree with you. I don't disagree with the front office thing. I didn't, not at all. Also, Babcock, that's great.
He's the biggest disappointment.
The $3 million personality tax is fucking
brutal.
Wild on that contract,
brutal.
Dude.
Brutal. All right.
But goddamn, he is marketable. Is that man marketable?
He's marketable.
Yeah. Wow.
And also, yeah.
They're just like, hey, how much do we have in the marketing budget? $3 million. All right. Throw $3 million? All right. Put that on his contract right now.
They never did do the...
gosh.
I don't know if I can talk about it, but they never did do the Elvis bobblehead night.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
We have one, yeah.
Oh, shit, I thought...
I know they did a Johnny Hockey one. I have that one.
Yeah, I didn't think they actually did that
one. It's like the singer Elvis.
Well, I know that, but...
Okay. We're talking about Elvis vs. Lincoln, so...
Yeah, I thought it was a play on Elvis, though.
Home.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they did that because we have a...
Yeah. I thought they nixed it, but they did it?
They did it, yeah.
They did do it. Yeah, idiot.
I feel like they never promoted it on social.
Did he do that? Did he do it? Did he do that? Did he do it? 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 Diddy didn't do that.
Thank God Diddy didn't do that.
You want to see how long we can make this sentence?
All right, it's time to get social. It's time to answer questions.
The most D sounds possible.
I'm going to nix that right now. It's time to swoosh.
No.
We need a swoosh. It's time to get social and answer questions.
Okay. No CBJ horn.
There you go. You got it. You nailed it.
Yeah, no Yarmo. I'm
proud of you.
I think it was JD that said that. JD. I think it was JD that said that one.
It might have been.
I think it was JD.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of questions on here that I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a valid answer.
If any question is like, give me 17 responses, just skip over it.
Or if it's like asking us who do we think is going to get drafted, because I don't care right now.
I don't either.
Give me the lottery in a couple weeks. We have a lottery in a few weeks. I don't. Yeah, who's GM? I don't know.
We love you.
Ask us about funny stuff.
Yeah. Gopnik's got a hard one. Gopnik hooky life. Gopnik hooky life.
I can't even.
So right off the top of your head, what was the most memorable question asked this season in your podcast?
Oh, this one right here.
This one, I can never forget it.
Because it's the most recent. When we're done answering the questions, it is out my brain. This one right now is the most memorable because it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. I would say the most memorable for me are the off-topic ones, not the hockey
Truly.
Ones.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite ones.
I think the thing, you guys ask us this if you want to anyways after I say it, it's fine. If something big happens within the NHL or within the Blue Jackets, We're going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to ask us about it. Cole Sillinger gets hurt. You don't need to be like, what are your thoughts on Cole Sillinger getting hurt?
He got hurt. Man.
Jordan's going to spend 25 minutes talking about it.
Talking about how he's the next Wayne Gretzky. If you just give him top line minutes.
Just give him top line minutes.
You give him top line minutes.
I'm not wrong yet, okay? He still can be.
34 points. Gretzky, baby.
Oh, drop Gretzky in today's culture. Dude couldn't even get 20 points.
That's fucking crazy.
It's not. The athletes are so much more advanced than what Gretzky was.
Where's the boo?
Yeah, you're muted.
Turn on my mic.
Do you mean that?
I'm just saying.
20 points?
I think he would get like 40 to like 60 in today's culture. The athletes are so far more advanced in his time. Are you
advanced,
kidding me?
Advanced? Like they're getting upgrades?
Well, they're getting... Honestly,
that is exactly what's happening, actually.
No, like, it is.
You think about
advancements?
It. Yes. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Sure, if you get... You plop him down and get you 60 points.
That's crazy.
In today's world.
That's
no disrespect
crazy.
To the Gretzky because he's the greatest of all time.
You need to stop.
He did backtrack and say and like went 40 to 60, which is great. initially, you said not even right, 20. Yeah, yeah. 20. So that's
20. All right, 40. 60. It could be like 100.
Another 200.
As long as he has somebody protecting him like a Malkin or something, sure, he'll do it.
Yeah, you have to recognize that. You have to. So in this world, he's being raised. He's got his skill set being raised in this time.
Oh, in this time? I'm just talking about like we're putting Gretzky in right now.
No, you take what he has.
And Gretzky's prime.
Into this.
Are you thought we meant at his current age?
This is
no.
The
NHL. No. I'm saying
like you take what he had skill, like hit the peak of his career.
Oh, yeah.
You plop him in the league now.
It's a whole new game.
This is the NHL's version of LeBron versus Michael.
No, 100% it is.
MJ played against plumbers.
It doesn't matter how much he did. It's insurmountable how much he did.
Well, yeah, it also goes back to, sorry, I'm going to say this.
How did we get here?
Cole Sillinger.
Because it's Talladega. It's Talladega. It's Talladega week. It's but I'm going to go there. If you put Richard Petty in a field today, dude probably could only win like 7 races.
Who the fuck is Richard Petty?
He's won the most NASCAR races of all time.
I don't follow NASCAR.
He's the king of NASCAR. He's won 200 either. Races.
I know Jim. I know Jeff Gordon.
I know Jim Gordon.
I know the Bush brothers and both Earnhardts, and that's about
all
it.
All right, so you put Richard Petty in today's climate in NASCAR, dude could win maybe 7
what
to 10 races.
What does the weather have to do with it?
Huh?
Sounds pretty good.
Relax. Earnhardt only won 83 races. Gordon won 96 races. Petty won 200, but that was like back when they literally were racing on like the beach. So like it's apples to oranges here comparison.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
Next question.
Anyways. Why can't fruit be compared?
Why can't Ruby compare?
Brain.
This bitch don't know
again,
about
no disrespect
Brain,
to Gretzky
settle down.
And everything he did.
Also, shout out to Gopnik for the AI art he does every time he asks a question.
Week after week.
Shit's hilarious, dude.
This year it's got him with a beer and some money on the laptop and a whiskey, and then behind him is three CBJ bears with a pitcher of beer.
CBJ bears.
Thank you.
I love it.
Go, Nick. All right, next question.
And winning.
I don't know.
You gotta ask one of
them. I know, I'm reading. I didn't read them.
We got a good handful.
From Michael Canary at Michael Canary 02. Damn, he couldn't even get the original one.
No. Yeah, someone else. I'm Michael Canary. All right, I'll be
01. If you think about it, the 02 is probably more like the third in line because there's probably 01. 0, 0, 1, 0, 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go fourth.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, jeez. Change it.
What are some things that you believed improved during the season? Now that we did our pretty much everything we've talked about was how shit everything was this year.
Sure.
Fan attendance.
Yes.
It was pretty consistent the whole season, though.
But it's an improvement from last year, statistically.
Well, barely. They said, what do you think improved during the season?
On the hockey-wise.
Oh.
Hockey-wise.
Whatever.
I would say defensive play.
Yeah, you can say that. I think we
don't
got
you
pretty
make
well.
That face at me.
Nah, I don't.
It got so much better from
I'm gonna
the beginning
go
of the
based
year.
On what? What are you looking at to say that?
Vibes.
Okay. Vibes. I'm going to go personal. I'm going to go just. I'm going to go youth. I think
we got younger.
The youths got
the
younger.
The youths are at it again.
Street youths.
No, we finally saw what some of these young dudes can do. And I feel like at the beginning of the season, they weren't getting a fair shake, getting a good opportunity because Pascal was so stubborn in the way he approached things. And I hated it from the beginning. Still don't like his coaching style. But I think it finally caught up to him, whereas these guys actually deserve the ice time. So I was pleasantly surprised by some of these young guys popping off like they did, and that is promising going into a new season, especially, you know, seeing what type of moves our new GM might make to better them coming into a new season. So I'm going to go with the youth.
The youths. Yep, it works for me.
They're at it again, man.
At it again. Those
the youths.
The street youths.
Those damn youths and their lime scooters.
The criminals. I think the most improved thing this season is this is kind of a weird aspect, but we actually had a line that like was recognizable. The Russians. Yeah. Chinnikov, Voronkov, and Marchenko is a recognizable
nesting doll.
Trio. Line that everybody's like, oh, the Russians are on the ice, right?
They are literally.
They did a nesting doll.
I know, but it's just so funny.
I think that for me, because we haven't had, I feel like we haven't had that since Panarin, Atkinson, Foligno, I think. And even then, that wasn't like a super recognizable line. I think the Russian line that we have now, that if they continue to play together, will be looked at as something like that's kind of known around the league. I think that's an improvement.
You know what the most recognizable line for me is?
Uh-oh.
Hartnell and Sons.
That was a good one.
How about this last game? It was Corrali, Malatesta, and Olivier. The Bash Bros.
Some big boys.
Malatesta's got some fucking fire, dude.
Yeah, he's big, too. I didn't realize he was big.
He's a little smaller than the other guys, but he's throwing that body, man.
I love it.
The guy does not give a shit.
Love it. Yeah, you guys were all about the Bash Bros in the text combo.
Yeah, I was, because I misunderstood what he was saying.
Well, because I was talking about the one line. It was like, it was Delbel Blues, Pythia, Juracek, Blankenberg, and Brindley. And I was like, that's an insane five.
Yeah.
To just like plop on the ice.
I do like that.
Average age is like 20.
Hey, I'm here for it. Come away.
Win.
Did you have one, Warren, or you just...
No.
Oh, okay, whatever.
I don't think we had too much improvement.
Well, I mean, they technically got...
Injuries are still very prominent. Still was not great, and we didn't really grow anywhere on the front office or coaching side.
Hey, we went from third...
Next year, we will.
We went from third to last in the league to fourth to last in the league.
You know, it all changed.
That's improvement.
We improved by getting rid of Yarmo. Thank you for your time.
We did.
Truly appreciate what you've done for us.
We did.
But this was needed.
Agreed. Next question, if we got one.
We got some good ones.
All right.
We got way in.
Well, you, a second ago, you were like, I don't know.
I hadn't read these. Oh, my God. I hadn't read them yet. I just had it.
Okay. Well, do you have one?
Warren's up.
Oh, okay, got it.
Oh, I'm texting.
What?
I got nothing.
You're over there on your phone. I thought you were looking at the next question.
I'm typing, clearly. All right, next one. Darion at Darion Wilson. Is it finalized who will broadcast the games next season? AKA, can I cancel my Bally Sports Plus subscription yet? No, but yes.
Cancel it anyways, Darren.
Cancel it anyways.
So we don't know.
And then send me a DM.
Yes.
At Kyle's Artillery that you need a way to watch a Blue Jackets game. I got you.
That's all.
Unless you're
fine.
A cop. Then you have to tell me if you're a cop.
Legally, you have
legally
to tell
you
him.
Have to tell me, and then I won't tell you.
I think you have to ask if they're a cop, though. Like, they don't have to.
I will. I just did.
Oh, okay. Well,
you have to tell me if you're a cop.
I don't know if that'll pass.
Darren,
the court,
specifically. It will. It's all recorded.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm not going to talk about the...
Were you going to...
I was going to say, how these websites get away with it.
Nope. I don't know. Anyway,
fair enough.
Anyways.
It doesn't matter. It's cool.
What websites?
Moving on.
I should have made you say that.
Sorry. I watch it on TV.
So, to answer the question, I think the obvious choice is Bobby Mack.
No, he was like...
Not even close to what the question...
Like, is Bally still going to broadcast games next year?
What was the first part of the question?
Is Bally still going to broadcast games next year?
I thought there was a question about the new broadcaster.
Is it finalized to who will broadcast the games next
year? Oh, I see
where
you're getting confused.
I see. Okay.
I see where you're confused now.
Yeah. He's definitely on the Bally thing. I was on, like, who's going to be the broadcaster.
The Rimmer thing, whoever's stepping into Rimmer's shoes is, like, has not even been... There's been no rumors. I've heard nothing.
Oh, I know. I point blank asked a couple people in the front office, and they said, we don't even know.
They don't. And, yeah, it's very quiet, hush-hush.
Yeah. But in terms of actual, like, who's broadcasting, in terms of network?
I think, like, Prime put a bunch of money. Amazon
we heard,
gave
like,
a bunch of money.
There was the rumors about Amazon taking over, but, like, nothing's really come of it.
I think
sense,
Amazon
so
did.
I don't know.
Amazon bought a majority of it, but I think it's still going to be run like through Bally.
I would like, as long as the games are streamed on Amazon to where I don't have to pay for the shitty Bally app, that'd be great.
The problem is I think they're still going to be on Bally.
That'd be so dope.
If they're just on Amazon?
Yeah, like the Apple TV with
MLS.
The perfect scenario would be Amazon coming in, buying the TV rights for NHL, and no more, like getting rid of blackouts and just everything is there. Like right there on Prime. You know how many more people would get a Prime subscription?
Yeah.
If you just had all of the NHL games all the time
already,
right there.
Like 75% of the freaking nation has a Prime subscription already. So like you might as well do it.
Probably not off far
is
off
that
percentage.
Is that going to happen this coming up?
Supposed to.
We don't. Nobody really knows anything. People are on Twitter think they know.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm lying. I don't know.
There were actual like articles that came out from legitimate sources saying that Bally was bought out by Amazon, or like they bought into.
I think they bought like a majority share of Bally. That is true.
They invested money into that. Yeah, they basically bailed out the company.
Well, bankrupt Bally. If I can use my Prime subscription to watch games, that would be great because I don't want to pay $20 a month to watch hockey.
I've already got Prime. I'm ready.
I don't want to pay to watch hockey.
Not $20 a month. You kidding me?
It'll be like what Apple TV did with MLS.
Yeah.
Like that's got to have helped the MLS.
Yeah.
With that approach.
Even NASCAR is going over to Amazon for half their races.
Oh, great.
I think it's great. It's a great move.
NASCAR.
It's a great move.
Shut up.
Also, side plug. I have a new NASCAR podcast. You should follow it. We're debuting Tuesday after Talladega. If you'd like to follow it, it's the Drive Fast, Turn Left podcast.
Yeah, so save the NASCAR talk for that fucking podcast. Yes.
Right. Over.
Well, while you guys are scrolling looking for questions, I'm just...
Oh, I'm not even looking.
Next question from Spongy at... Hey, Spongy.
Hi.
If Sheldon Keefe became available to the Blue Jackets, would you hire him?
As in young Sheldon?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
No. He has a punchable face. I don't like him.
I'd take him.
Sheldon Keefe? No, I'm good.
Answer.
I don't know.
Is he the Leafs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. He's getting fired this season.
Who, Sheldon Keefe?
Yeah, because they're going to get first round exit again.
Oh, yeah, they lost game one last night.
They got crushed last night.
What was the final score?
6-1.
I think it was 5-1.
5-1.
Yeah.
I love that. I hate Trump.
Yeah, Boston just gave it to him.
I hate Maple Leafs fans.
Andrew Peak also a staple in that third pairing for Boston. That.
Really?
Yep. Getting game like 15, 16 minutes.
Yeah. That's good.
Good awesome. For him.
Love that.
Fine
that he's gone.
They gave the Leafs a
Boston
spanking.
A hell of an organization.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't think I'm sold on Sheldon Keefe. Personally. I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
I think Torres should be the GM.
I've never met the guy, so.
We're talking about GM or head coach? Because
GM.
Keefe's the head coach.
Honestly?
I don't know.
They could. I mean, I think the head coach situation moving forward, I know people are, myself included, always against the retreads, right? And stop bringing in guys that keep getting recycled and this and that. To that I say, where we are right now as a team, having a new coach coming in that we're uncertain of what, like Pascal Vincent, for example, what could possibly be next with that. I mean, I just don't think it makes sense. You need to do something like what they did with Torts at this point. Bring in Lindy Ruff.
We tried to get Babcock.
I know, but like somebody who doesn't have maybe some shit hanging over his head.
Like, okay, so like Quenneville.
How
like
you mean? Leon,
for fuck's sake.
You're on a burner right now. I love
for
it.
For fuck's sake. I've told multiple people. I will tell everybody that will listen.
I am done.
Joel Quenneville cannot be the next coach. That would be anything. Fucking insane, wouldn't it?
After the Babcock, they won't.
There's no way.
They won't touch him.
No way.
I mean, that's just.
Sheldon Keefe. I don't know. You got to watch the age too. Bruce Boudreau, possibly. I could see him coming in.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
What's the guy from Finland that coaches the national team?
That's your guy.
Yeah,
you're a big
Finnish. But is that kind of the...
Jukka Jolinen?
That would be a Jarmo guy. That's not going to be a JD
yeah,
guy.
That's true.
We don't know who the next GM is. I don't...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Jarmo would hire that guy. JD, I don't think would.
JD's not going to be hiring anybody, though. It's going to be the next GM that's hiring a coach.
Oh, in terms of coaches.
What if we hire Jarmo back?
Jody or Rick or Jared Bull. Jared Bull.
Yes. What?
Jared Bull, next head coach.
Crazy.
Next question.
I'm going to...
We got any more? We got to wrap this up. We've been rambling. How long have we been going?
I don't know.
We're done here.
Producer Braden, how long have we been going?
So long. Hour and 39 minutes.
No, that's not terrible.
That's pretty good.
Felt like 3 hours.
I'm good.
I took you that long to say an hour 39? Holy shit.
Well, it was an hour 38, but he doesn't like that number, so he's like...
Yeah, I was waiting. It was an hour 38 and like 54 seconds. I was like, I'm going to hold this one out. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. And I got goo brain.
All right, we're done here, boys.
Goo brain ain't up.
We're done.
What are we doing?
281 of the podcast, our season recap.
Now time to go back in our boxes until next season.
Yeah, we're just done here.
You got, yeah, I guess. Now what?
I don't know.
Go check out the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, I mean, you could if you wanted to. I don't know what I'm...
Drive fast, turn left.
Playoff hockey's
happening.
Yeah,
drive fast, turn left.
Yeah, go listen to my new podcast coming out. Go follow me on Twitter. Drive fast, turn left podcast. It is at DFTL pod. If you want to listen to NASCAR talk in the off season.
DFTL.
If I ever need to go to sleep, I'll turn it on.
Please do. I'll put you to sleep. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. But you know, we'll be doing some episodes throughout the off season for sure.
The summer series is coming up.
Yeah, we'll do something. Obviously, we're going to get a new GM. Maybe a new coach comes in here. I feel like some trades are going to be made in the off season. So we're not done at all before next season. So
Yeah,
it's not going to be weekly, but you know, we're going to drop in and give you some episodes for sure.
We should all do like. We go to our respective hometowns together for like a day and do a podcast there.
That'd be cool.
Not like a live one, just like hang out in our hometowns.
We can play
okay. We
can play Morgan Wallen's hometown song as our theme song.
And then just like stand at the side of the road and throw chairs at everybody.
My hometown.
My hometown.
We can go hang out at the Steak Shake and Grove City vibe.
That's about all they got over there.
They got Walmart.
They got the most popular roosters in the world.
They got Walmart.
They have a car store that used to be a movie theater.
Yeah. Auto Boutique.
Yep. Nice.
You got stuff. Right by my house, actually.
Go to Rising Park in Lancaster for mine.
You've got one.
Do
of
a podcast on top of the mountain.
I'd push you off.
That's fine. All right, honestly.
John.
All right, we're done.
We're waiting on you to start the music to fade us out.
It's your job.
Play it while we're talking.
You gotta shut the fuck up.
Fade in. It's an overlay.
Episode 281. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening all season. We'll be dropping in, like I said, periodically throughout the off season with episodes as news breaks. We love you, little boomers. We'll see you when we see you.
Huh? What? I am Kyle. Goodbye. I am Kyle.
Spay and neuter. You're a goo brain.
Goo brain.
I'm so tired of this.